This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. City officials in Boston still are not saying why school superintendent Brenda Caselius is leaving her post. And Caselius herself won't say what's causing her to resign. She announced her departure yesterday and says she'll stay on as superintendent until the end of the school year. WBUR's education reporter Carrie Young joins us now with more. And Carrie, Caselius and Mayor Michelle Wu spoke to the press today. What did they say about her resignation?
Well, I was hoping to get a few more answers to that question, too, but city officials really didn't reveal too much. Wu spent a lot of time discussing Caselius' achievements during her tenure. She also praised her for her what she called grace and courage while leading the school system through the pandemic. In a statement, Wu did call this move a mutual decision. And here's what Caselius said about it today.
Nothing's pushing me out the door. I'm still here for 5 months, rolling up my sleeves, getting this work done each and every day, and just excited about the work that we've been able to accomplish. We've really set up a strong foundation for the next superintendent to come in and take the mantle and carry it forward.
Now, Caselius added that there has been a ton of headwind in her time here with a pandemic, and she's worked under three mayors, but she didn't get any more specific than that about how those factors affected her.
Although Mayor Michelle Wu did indeed address the headwinds that the superintendent faced. What did she say?
Yeah, she did highlight a few of them, including what she said were the stresses and inequities that have been highlighted in the pandemic. She said that in some ways we're asking a lot of our superintendents and school leaders, like principals, to hold up the entire world right now, and that's not fair. Wu also said that she wants to keep building on the work that Caselius did during her tenure. She wants to get more commitment to the schools from across the city.
The Boston Public Schools is not a silo. The opportunities that our young people should be surrounded with really demand a full partnership with every single cabinet within city government, as well as every single sector across the city. And so this is not about creating the expectation that any amazing individual is going to be able to step in and save the world. We all have to make changes together. That's the ethos that Superintendent Caselius has really created.
And Wu went on from that to say that a big part of Caselius's legacy is expanding community engagement and really bringing families in to be a part of the decision-making process in the school system.
So the mayor is lauding Caselius. We still don't know, of course, why this decision was made for her to step down or she's resigning. What is Caselius best known for, both the successes and failures and controversial decisions, too?
Well, one of the biggest things that comes to mind, and a lot of city officials right now will hail this as a success, was the decision around the exam school admissions policies. That process went through a historic update over the summer. It was made in an effort to be a little bit more inclusive and to make the exam schools really better reflect the city that they serve here in Boston. And so essentially the big change that happened was the process gives more weight to applicants from neighborhoods with lower incomes. That decision was technically up to the school committee, but Caselius really did play a big role in how that decision got made. Now, when it comes to what some may consider failures, there was a no confidence vote was a big one that comes to mind for me. That was from the teachers union in late 2020. And that was over the issue of school safety during the pandemic. There was also a brief controversy over the fact that she let her educator license expire. She also faced some heat over accusations that bathrooms in some of the schools were not being properly cleaned.
Brenda Caselius will have been on the job for 3 years when she finishes her time out as superintendent at the end of the school year. There was an interim superintendent, Laura Peril, for about a year before her, and then her predecessor, Tommy Chang, was in the job for 3 years. Boston seems to have an issue retaining superintendents for long periods. Does that seem to be the case?
Well, while 3 years does sound like a short amount of time to the average person, it's actually not as unusual as you would think. According to the Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents, the average tenure statewide is about 5 years. But Tom Scott, the group's executive director, adds that even that five-year figure might come down a little bit after the pandemic. He says that this time has really been hard on a lot of school leaders.
There's a lot of questioning that's going on right now, and I think there's a lot of concern about you know, the pipeline for superintendents and what effect this is going to have in terms of the long-term interest in the job, both in superintendents as well as principals.
And the first steps in the search for the new superintendent?
The process actually officially starts next week at the next Boston School Committee meeting. So we'll definitely be there and be following that.
Education reporter Carrie Young. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Lisa.